There's one sweeping theme to House Speaker Bill O'Brien's welfare proposal, which includes food stamps and several other cash programs.
We want to make sure that when people come on welfare, that they have enough to live, but they don't start to get comfortable.
Welfare, O'Brien told the House Finance Committee, is a safety net, not a trampoline. Lately, he says he's become concerned over recent news reports.
A woman in Detroit who won the lottery for over $1 million and was still collecting food stamps and other public assistance. We heard about another woman in Philadelphia who was on the system collecting benefits, but who had passed away in the early 1980s. There was a former NFL player who was collecting welfare in Alabama while he was also working as a teacher.
O'Brien says not only does he want to save the state money, but he wants to tackle the corrosive effect welfare fraud is having on the perception of government. Taxpayers, he says, don't want to support people who game the system. O'Brien's bill directs Health and Human Services to hire a private company to install tougher controls. Controls, he says, that will ensure greater integrity.
They will test such things as whether the individuals are in fact alive, are incarcerated, living in New Hampshire, and don't possess a vacation home in Florida.
We do many of the things that this legislation calls for already.
That's HHS's Jennifer Jones. The department is not taking a position on this bill. HHS officials estimate welfare fraud within temporary assistance to needy families runs about 2% of the caseload. State Director Terry Smith says he'd love to limit fraud, but it's got to be cost-effective.
The issue is that it's going to cost us money to do it, and then the question becomes, do we see enough in savings to make up for those new expenses?
By Smith's math, if the state eliminated all TANF fraud, the state would save a little more than $500,000. He doubts the department could even hire an outside firm for that much money. If there's a growing problem of fraud in New Hampshire, that's news to state officials. Since the recession began in June of 2008, TANF caseloads are down 8%. HHS statistics show the average monthly rent outstrips the average cash assistance grant. This legislation, though, goes beyond fraud. Advocates see it the way Speaker O'Brien described it, a philosophical bill aimed at making life so difficult for people they don't want to be on assistance. But Sarah Mattson with New Hampshire Legal Assistance says this philosophy is cruel.
This is impoverishing families with children, some of the poorest, most vulnerable people in our state, for a behavior that is completely beyond their control.
Mattson's talking about a provision in the bill that would cap how much money a family can receive. For example, right now, if a mom dies and that child moves in with the father, then the father could receive extra money. Under this plan, there'd be no extra money. Most state House observers expect the full House to pass some variation of this plan to the Senate next week. But so far this year, the Senate has shown little patience for House bills that fall outside of their goal of improving New Hampshire's economic climate. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.